What they do, y'all? What's up? It's your man, Ernest. Or you love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents Podcast, the final episode of the My Two Cents Podcast. I know you're listening to this on New Year's Day, so before I get into the episode, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all the wonderful listeners out there, subscribers. Even if you're a brand new listener, you know, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Thanks for checking this episode out. And hopefully you stick around like the rest of the subscribers, you know. But as usual, at the end of every, well, the last episode, let me put it that way. This episode just so happened to happen at the end of the year, pretty much. But, you know, beginning of the next year. But, at the last episode of this podcast is my favorite songs and my favorite projects of the music wise, by the way, for the year, whatever the given year is. So this year is no different. I have 22 favorite songs. 22. That's a lot of. It's a lot of songs. I've listened to a whole bunch of new music this year, and these are the 22 songs that stuck with me for this entire year of 2023. Let's not bury the lead. Let's get right into it. So at the 22 spot, we have Water by Tyla. Now, this is a very popular song. Probably one of the more popular songs out of all the songs that I have on the list. Probably. I say probably simply because I'm pretty sure out of all the 22 songs that I named, if you are a mainstream music listener, or whether that be R&B, hip-hop, or just mainstream music in general, if you listen to that, you're probably going to recognize this song rather than recognize the 21 other songs that came before it on the, well, that came after it on the list. And because of that, you might be saying, well, that should be number one. Well, I don't do my criteria based on popularity. It's pretty much based on how I personally feel. I do really enjoy this song, though. I didn't listen to Tyla's first project, or the, you know, I didn't listen to the project that this song is associated with. I heard about this song pretty much the same way many folks, I feel as though, especially here in America, heard about this song. They either saw the video on social media, or, you know, yeah, people just talking about how dope the song was. And I heard it and I was like, this is actually like really, really dope. I like the feel. It's that early 2000s, just, you know, soca feel to it. I wouldn't consider it's a soca song, or I don't think it is, because it's not from, like, it's, you know, Tyla is, I believe she's South African. So yeah, if you want to make connections there, sure. But just the overall vibe and feel and just sound of the song. And Tyla's, her voice is dope. She's dope. So it might be a situation where I do check out her project. If she is going to drop anything in 2024 and, you know, I get around to it, I just might, you know, I just might check her out. But, for this one song, I'm like, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's definitely a bop. It's definitely something that whenever I heard it, or, you know, whenever I heard it, playing, because, you know, I listen to music pretty much every day, or if I'm watching a video or I'm seeing a post on social media and somebody's raving about the song, I'm like, I totally get it. I totally understand it, because I feel the same way. You know, they might have it somewhere, you know, higher on their list as far as, you know, their favorite song of the year, but this is my list, not their list. And of course, as always, you're encouraged to share your own list. You can do so by hitting me up on Instagram and let me know what your list is and all that other good stuff. But let's continue on with the list. number 21, we have No. Now, I'm saying I'm just saying one no, but the song has like mad no's in it. Like the title of the song is like no, 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 no. Like it's a lot of no's in this song, but I'm gonna just say no because obviously that's the one word that's pretty much in the song title. But No by JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown. If you want to make it extra clear, it's the song they did on the Scaring the Hoes DLC pack. If you want to find that song for yourself, because like I said, I'm saying calling it one no, but it's many no's in the song. And for anyone who's interested in listening to the song or they want to know where to find it, you can likely find it on YouTube. But again, go just check out the Scaring the Hoes DLC pack tape that they did together, and that you can hear that song. But this is one of the, one of my favorite songs of this year. Danny Brown, JPEG Mafia continue to shine, not only on this song, but just the DLC pack of Scaring the Hoes. What really gets me on this, other than the chorus that they use and the instrumental and all that, or the sample, I should just say, is Danny Brown's freestyle at the end. I thought it was very dope. It was very clever. It was nice. I really enjoy listening to his little acapella freestyle at the end. That was dope to me, you know? So, No at the 21 spot. Number 20, we have Still Slapping by Boldy James. And I should have, because I meant to look up or give credit to all the features in every song that has a feature. So, you know, my bad for forgetting your name, brother. But, you know, if you're listening to this, you know you're a part of the song Still Slapping with Boldy James. This is a song that I heard earlier on in the year when I listened to Boldy's album. Again, if you want to know my thoughts about that album, go check it out. This was a song that was just very, like I stated in the review, a very menacing, very dope, gritty sound to it. And it stuck with me because it was just one of, just a real dope sound. It's a dope sound that I really, really, really enjoy listening to. Therefore, hey, you know, it was one of my favorites. It stuck around. Number 19, we have California by Lazy Bone. Now, Lazy Bone, Bone Thugs and Harmony member, put out a mixtape. I believe it was a mixtape. EP or mixtape. Either or. I did a review. Most of these songs, I want to say all of these songs except for Tyler's, have a review. So if you haven't heard my review on any of the, like, when I say review, I mean a review of the project that these songs were on. So please go listen to those reviews if you haven't and you want to know my thoughts. This Lazy Bone, California, the song that the EP that it was on, is no different. I reviewed that EP. This was a song that was just very nostalgic and very, what the heck is that sound? That's weird. Anyways, it's very nostalgic. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but I'm going to continue on. It was very nostalgic. It was dope, of course. This was one of the, I want to say, few songs on that project that I was like, Lazy Bone is actually, like, this is him. This is who he is, you know what I'm saying? Whereas I just felt like, and again, you can go back and listen to that project, but I just felt like everything else wasn't necessarily what I expected of him. But I'm not going to re-review everything, you know, this, that, and the third. I'm simply just going to let it be known, like, hey, go check out the review. That sound is weirding me out. Sounds like an alien spaceship or some shit. I don't know. Hey, let's continue. Let's hope we don't get abducted in the middle of this recording. But if we do get abducted, I hope that at least they let me finish this recording. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully I could get some alien listeners up in here, you know, subscribers to the podcast, making moves in 2024. You know what I'm saying? To the moon, bitches. Anyways, I'm sorry. 18. We at the 18th spot, and we got Sofas by Shafiq Hussein. Now, this is definitely a song, just like Still Slapping was a song that I was jamming to since like the beginning, or at least the middle of this year. So it's been some time. It's been, you know, quite a few months since this song has, you know, since I first heard the song. Actually, this has been one of the first favorite songs on for 2023 for me, simply because this was actually the first single that I heard way before even listening to the album that Shafiq Hussein dropped this year, So Gold. You know, once I heard the single, I'm like, all right, this is dope. Obviously was excited for that album. And speaking of just albums and excitement and anticipation and all that stuff, I will take a slight little detour and tell y'all about the first episode for the 2024 year. Well, other than this episode, technically, but the first official, you know what I'm saying, the first official episode that is meant for 2024, I guess, will be artists that I'm anticipating, the 24 artists that I am hoping to hear new music from in 2024. I do that every year, pretty much. You know, I will list off a number of artists, music artists that I am hoping to hear music from. Typically, what the rule is number one. The number one rule is the number of artists tends to increase, because obviously, you know, 2023, 2024, 2020, you know, all that stuff. I started this podcast, I believe, in 17 and 18. So the list has grown from, you know, 17 artists to 18 to 19 to 20, 21, 22, 23. And then obviously, since we're in the year 2024, it will be 24, not 2024. It's a lot of music artists, and that's a lot of work that I'm going to have to put in. But 24 artists, essentially, that I would want to hear new music from. I'm hoping to hear new music from going into the new year. And I will try to pick artists that not only am I a fan of, obviously. It can't just be 24 random artists that I'm just going to name and not listen to their music ever. But people that I'm a fan of. But also, I try to pick artists who didn't release any music the previous year. You know what I'm saying? So, like, these names that you're hearing here release music this year. So, these are names that are likely not going to be on, or not even likely, they're not going to be on the list of 2024. Because, again, I want to try to find artists that I listen to who didn't release music last year. And, you know, try to put it out there in the universe to encourage them to release music this year, if that's not a decision they've already made, you know. But that's just a slight detour of that episode for all the new listeners out there, or anyone who needed a reminder. Back on to the list. Number 17, we have Brandy Aaliyah by Be Kool Aid. So, Be Kool Aid, one half of, and I'm forgetting this other brother's name, my bad, but Pink Saifu, and I'm forgetting the other brother's name, that's my fault, but Be Kool Aid, they make the collective Be Kool Aid. Brandy Aaliyah, one of the more smoother tracks of this year. Dope track as well, one of the more smoother and dope tracks from the album that they put out, Leather Boulevard. And by the way, favorite albums of the year will be up next. So yeah, these episodes are typically longer because I'm doing songs and then favorite albums, you know what I'm saying? But timestamps in the description box below, per usual, if you want to fast forward to the favorite album part. But if not, and you want to continue to listen to this, let me not continue to hold you up. Let's go down on the list. 16, we have Get Up Out My Face by Passport Rav and Blue Azul. One of the, I want to say two favorite songs that they have on this list. And yes, with these lists here, I'm a lot more lenient on these lists than probably as far as my favorite. Yeah, well, these lists, it could be your favorite songs or projects, but I'm a lot more lenient when it comes to repeat offenders, even though that sounds wrong to call them that, but repeaters, let me put it that way. Artists can have more than one song that I favor. It just so happens, you know, especially throughout a year. So if that's the case, that's the case. I'm going to put it on the list. Passport Rav, Blue Azul, again, Get About My Face. Two dope ass MCs that I discovered this year, and I'm glad I discovered this year, and I can't wait to listen to more projects from both the gentlemen. So yeah, that was the number 16. Number 15, we have Crazy by B Kool-Aid. Once again, another repeater on here. Crazy was just it's one of the more funny but relatable tracks, and probably one of the most relatable tracks of this year. I don't do a separate list for all that stuff, but this is a pretty deep track. And it's dope. I like the production. I love the flows. I love the switch up as well. Pretty dope song. So check it out if you have it. Number 14, we have All Night by Shafiq Hussein. Love that brother. Love what he does, you know, with the music that he makes, and helps curate and all that stuff. All Night is a very sexy, sultry track. Like a lot of the music that he has done, especially on his most recent album, So Gold. So All Night, check it out if you haven't. Number 13, we have No Wish by Black Milk featuring Fonte. Man, this is a pretty deep song. And this is unlike, you know, some of the other songs on this album, well, on this list. This was a song that came later on, or at least to me, came later on within the year, due to my listen of Black Milk's album that he put out. But this, it stuck with me because I wanted, obviously, Black Milk's contribution, but Fonte's verse is very, very deep. It's very deep. And it was one of my favorite verses of, like I said this in a previous episode a couple weeks ago. I don't typically make a list like this because the list is very short, but I typically have like my verse of the year or featured artist of the year, right? And I said that Fonte won both of those. He won both of those. He had the verse of the year to me, and he was my favorite featured artist of this year, 2023. And I credit his verse on No Wish and another song as well that he was on, that's actually on this list, and I will detail that when we get to that song. But I credit those two verses, really. And it was more than those two verses that made me, you know, but it's really those two verses that made me say, okay, this guy is really just, he's the feature killer of the year, man. Like, I just had to give it to him. But No Wish in no shape or form is not a song where it's like, oh, this is Fonte's song, even though it's a Black Milk song. Nah, like, this is a dope track. They both did their thing on it. And like I said, that it's a song that I discovered later on within a year, but it still sticks with me now. And out of all the other heavy hitters, man, like, it's a good thing that it can come later on in the year and still stand the test of time and stand up against the other heavy hitters that I had, you know, in my favorite songs. So, There's No Wish, that was the number 13 song. Number 12, we have Party for Life by Afro Man. This is a pretty fun song. It's a pretty fun song. Afro Man, I really do dig the vibe. I do love the song. It's a feel-good song whenever I put it on. Afro Man is about that anyways. Just feeling good, a good vibe. Partying, that's his thing, of course. You know, just celebrating and just being himself. And this song is that. This song is definitely that. And it's one of my favorite songs of the year for that very reason. So shout out to Afro Man. Number 11. We are getting close. We are cutting it close to the top 10. But number 11, we have Fire in Detroit by Adrian Young. And there's a various artist on this thing. And again, my fault for not getting all of the features that should be credited on the songs that they are featured on. That's my fault. But please just know that you are just as loved and appreciated as the, I guess, the main artist getting the credit for the song. But Fire in Detroit, one of the jazz songs that I listened to, one of the jazz albums that I listened to this year. Now, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. There's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes of this podcast. Some of y'all probably already know that. Some of y'all probably already guessed that. Some of y'all probably don't even know that. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that goes on that I don't necessarily talk about here. Why is this? Shout out to my dude, but he had to send all these dang messages, these Happy New Year messages. First of all, one, it's 5:29 p.m. as I'm recording this. Yes, I'm recording this on New Year's Eve. Alright, and another message. Shout out to him. At least, I should be grateful. I got people who care about me and want to wish me a Happy New Year. So, I'm a respond back. But as I was saying before, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that go on behind the scenes. How is this relevant to this list? Well, I just wanted to give Adrian Young a shout out because he and Nas almost. I told y'all about, and I never got around to listening to that third Nas album. There's a couple albums that I never got around to listen to. Again, this is a pretty hefty year. Every year, there are albums, or at least, you know, a handful of albums or less that I have on my list that I don't necessarily complete. It happens, you know. Adrian Young has a lot of albums, you know. He has a lot of albums, quite a few albums this year, him and Nas. But Adrian Young, after I listened to this first album that he put out this year, I think he put out a couple more, and I was like, man, as much as I love that these guys are reviving jazz and they're keeping jazz alive and they're keeping jazz black, to be honest with you, yeah, it's like, I can't just listen to their albums. Because it was like, after I listened to this album, they had dropped another one. And I'm like, well, I already got another album playing. And then they dropped another one. And I might be tripping. It might have been only about like three. It might have been only two. But I know it's more than one. More than the album that I reviewed on here. And again, you can go check that review out. Nonetheless, I just want to give Adrian Young a shout out for the hard work he and company, Adrian Young and company, because he's not the only one, but Adrian Young and company, I just want to give him a shout out for the hard work they've been doing for 2023, for his contribution to jazz music in 2023. And I hope he continues to drop music, jazz music especially, in 2024. Now, simply because, and I want to go back to the when I talked about my, you know, the artist that I'm anticipating, that episode, simply because, and these precursors are going to be said during that episode too, but simply because I say I am anticipating an album from so-and-so, right? Let me just say, throw out a name, Beyonce, right? I'm anticipating an album from Beyonce in 2024, right? And if she doesn't release one doesn't mean that I'm going to just twiddle my thumbs all year and hope and wait and not review and listen to anything until Beyonce or anybody else on that list. No. If Adrian Young dropped about four more jazz albums, I'm going to try to listen to all four. You know what I'm saying? Or at least listen to at least one of them, and that's going to get reviewed. All right? The anticipation list is just that. It is not a criteria. It's not, I am going to specifically only listen to these artists. It's just that. It's just the list. On the flip side, or at least jumping from that, if an artist on that list does drop, yeah, I'm going to be extra cognizant of trying to seek their project and listen to it, because obviously, why would I have them on a list of I'm anticipating your project and then not listen to your album or whatever you drop? That just seems like a waste of time, you know? But I just want to make that clear for all the listeners out there. And of course, if Adrian Young or any of these other artists, like I said, drop in 2024, yeah, they're going to get reviewed. They're going to get listened to. They're going to get reviewed. So there's that. But I just want to say all of that just to let it be clear. Where was I? I was at 11, right? All right. So we at the number 10. 10, top 10. We have God Loves You by JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown. Once again, they're on this list. This song is really dope. I really enjoy the sample that they use here. It's hilarious because it's like, yo, I can't believe they did this. That entire album, man. But yeah, but this song especially, it was just like, it's hilarious. It sticks with me. It's a dope song. Like even outside of the absurdity of it. Of it all, it's a dope song, or at least to me. Shout out to them. And they've made the list again. Again, Repeaters on here is quite all right with me, because they also have the number 9 spot with Kingdom Hearts Keys. Again, that is JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown. This is a dope track right here. This was almost probably like the number 1 song for some time when I first heard it, simply because I really enjoyed the sample that they used, and then obviously their own contribution, you know, not just the production, but their vocals as well. It was really dope. So yeah, shout out to JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown for making this year a very fun year to listen to music. I would have to say some of the more fun experiences of listening to music this year was because of JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown. So I definitely got to give them a shout out for that, you know. At the number 8 spot, we have Chalk Around It with B Kool-Aid. Once again, they are on here. And I really do love this very, this is another like jazzy type hip hop flow or sound. And, you know, B Kool-Aid also put out some very jazz influence, jazz sounding or jazz vibes on their album. So again, jazz music this year was top notch to me. You know, I didn't listen to every single jazz album ever, but I was glad to hear that this is something that not only black artists are still doing, but this is something that we still perfect, you know, we're still good at, you know. But Chalk Around It, you know, is just a really, really dope song, really sexy. Whoever I'm so mad that I did not get the featured artist on here, but because whoever that lady is, you know, the woman who does the chorus and she has a verse as well, I fucking love her voice, yo. Like, woo! Sexies, woo! Let me not. All right, let's continue on to the list. We at the number 7 spot. We got The Soul Part 3 with Reason. This song is dope. Just this, if you're talking about just a dope-ass lyrical song, a dope-ass sample, man, this song is really, really dope. And it's unfortunate that his album was the way that it was to me, at least. But this this song right here was not on that album. But also, to me, this song outshined that entire project. Now, granted, it was supposed to build hype for, another Reason album coming. And I get that. You know what I'm saying? At least, to me, that's what it was meant for. But this song stood out. This song stood out. The Soul Part 3, shout out to Reason, you know? I had to pause because, you know what I'm saying, motors and all that stuff. People burning rubber out this late. But we have the number six spot, and we have Choices by Odyssey featuring Fonte, Be My Fiasco, and K Young. So, I didn't forget everybody's feature. But shout out to all of them. Again, this is the song, by the way. Choices is the song, by the way. When I said Fonte had, there was another verse that he did, a featured verse that made me say, all right, this guy is the featured artist of the year. You know what I'm saying? Fonte. His verse on this. I prefer this verse more than or at least I like it more than I do his verse on No Wishes. But again, I love, those are my two favorite verses from him this year alone. He had more than two, but just those are my two favorite. But Be My Fiasco was really dope. It's always great to listen to Be My Fiasco. And K Young was magnificent on here as well. I really enjoyed her verse as well. She's definitely someone that I want to check out more. Be My Fiasco is someone who I've always told myself, like, I've let her Be My Fiasco in the past, and I know she's dope. But for some reason, I've never really checked out her solo stuff. Maybe because it never really crossed my mind or whatever. Or across my timeline or whatever the case is. But I would have to say that out of all the songs, and I'm just thinking out loud when I say this, out of all the songs that I had features that I listened to on this year, this song Choices has my favorite features. Not because it has the feature artist of the year, Fonte, but Be My Fiasco and K Young, again, they this song was great, not just because of Odyssey, not just because of Fonte, but I feel as though if Be My Fiasco didn't do her thing on it, this song wouldn't feel the same. Same for K Young, same for Fonte, and obviously the same for Odyssey for bringing it all together. And I feel as though this was just the perfect culmination of just dope artistry on this song. And, you know, I wouldn't have had it either way. You know what I'm saying? People could say, what if you replace Fonte's verse with this person, or you replace Be My Fiasco with this artist, or K Young's with this artist? I wouldn't feel the same. Like, I feel as though the feeling that this song gives me whenever I listen to it wouldn't feel the same. And that's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it would feel the same. It wouldn't feel the same, meaning that it would make me feel better. It wouldn't feel the same because I feel as though all of their, what they all brought to the song was something very beautiful and something very inspirational in what they had to say, right? If anyone else were to replace one of those artists, it would not feel the same. Now, maybe I'd still like the song. I'm not going to say I would totally dislike it, but the feeling that I get when I listen to it, like the real great, positive, beautiful feeling that I get when I listen to it, I highly doubt I get that feeling had any of these artists been replaced with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That's just me thinking out loud. You know, but shout out to Odyssey for doing so, and everybody else on this song. Choices, once again, that's the number six spot. Number five, we have Butterfly Suite by the Smashing Pumpkins. Now, the Smashing Pumpkins, man. This song right here overtook the song, my previous favorite Smashing Pumpkins song from them, which was 1979. Now, that song still is a really good song to me, but Butterfly Suite to me is a song that whenever I listen to it, wherever I'm at, I got a jam to it. I got a jam to it, man. I just got a jam to it. It's just that dope, that beautiful, that I love it. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, okay, I see why I'm a fan of these guys. You know, man, I have had my feelings about their album, Autumn 1 and 2. And I share my thoughts on it. Again, this is an album that I did review this year. So if you want to know my thoughts on it, go check it out. That review was up. But as far as just my feelings about their group, I still love the group. And this song is just another reason as to why I will continue to be a fan of the Smashing Pumpkins. So shout out to them. Number four, we have Subway Creatures by Passport Rav and Blue Azul. This was actually one of the first new songs that I listened to in 2023. And it happened to be one of my first, again, just like, what was it? Still Slapping? No, not Still Slapping. Sofas. Just like Sofas. It was one of my first favorite songs of 2023. And I said Sofas may have been the first. It actually was this song, Subway Creatures. Because I remember it now. It was actually Subway Creatures. And Subway Creatures held the number one spot for the longest. Or at least for some time. I won't say the longest, but for some time before the other songs came about, of course. You know, and obviously it's at the number four spot. So that means there's three other songs that came. And, you know, took its number one spot. But nonetheless, it's still a dope-ass track. It's still a song that whenever it shows up, I'm out and about, I'm doing my thing, of course. Like I said, I am, you know, I listen to music daily. You know, that's just my thing. I love listening to music. Today, my headphones died, right? And I was just like, bitch! Because I hate, not that I hate, I won't, the hate's a strong word, but I really, really don't like listening to other people's conversations while I'm out on a train and out in public, because I really just like being in my, and like listening to my music, honestly. That's just a big thing. That's just a thing for me. But anyways, Subway Creatures, you know, speaking as a Subway creature who likes to listen to Subway Creatures and other music while he's out in the subway and traveling and stuff. Yeah, a dope track. Again, these two dudes expose their lyrical ability. The production on here is really dope. I love it. You know, so shout out to, again, Passport Rav and Blue Azul. Number three, we have Always New by Odyssey. This is another song on Odyssey's album that I really enjoyed. Always New is just dope. No features on this, just Odyssey. But just the way he flows on here, what he's talking about, the sound in general of the song, really dope. I enjoy it. So, yeah. Shout out to Odyssey once again. Number two spot. Now, number two and number one, man. Number two and number one, man. I had to decide on a coin toss. I am not lying. This is the first time that I've ever done this list where, sure, I've had songs that were kind of interchangeable, and this is going to probably be the case for these two songs. But I've had songs that were interchangeable at the number two and number one spot, or you know, two and three or whatever, right? But I've never throughout a year said I can't decide, because these two songs right here, the number two and number one, right? But we're at the number two spot. These two songs were number one. But obviously, I can't have two number ones. Or at least, I don't want to have two number ones. I know I make the rules here. I make all the criteria for all I'm doing here. And I am glad about that. But also, part of my criteria, if I'm going to make criteria, right? And rules, I gotta follow it myself, right? I can't just ask the listener, oh, you got it. I'm gonna create this criteria and rule and blah, 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 and you do that and no, and I do whatever the heck I want. No, I gotta follow it as well, right? And usually it is just for me. I don't, you know, hold anybody against, you know, hold it against anybody who decides they want to break my criteria and, you know, whatever, right? It's just for me because it makes it interesting for me to make these episodes. That's just for me. But one thing I don't want to do is have two number ones, you know? So I did a coin toss. And Heads was the number one song, which we will get into. And Tails was the number two song. What's the number two song? Smile by Shafiq Hussein. Now, this should be number one. Or this was number one. Like I say. But number one was also number one. You know? And like I said, it could be a chain interchangeable where it's like, you know what? This might end up being number one. I'm okay with that internally. But for the episode's sake, I have to choose one number one. Now, tomorrow, if I look back, tomorrow being, you know what I'm saying, the day this episode goes live, I look back and I say, no, you know what? Smile is actually number one. And number one is actually number two. I'm not going to go back and, because if I were to go back and forth, then I will continue to have to amend this list and redo this episode. And we're not doing that. We're not doing that here. You know what I'm saying? We've never done that in the past. We're not doing that here. If there was an amendment and there was a mess up, I will just make it clear throughout the next episode. And the next episode is pretty much not related to this list, but I'll just say, hey, you know, on this list, I said on my favorite songs of the year, I said Blase Blah was number this, and actually it is number that, right? That's never happened, but if that were the case, then I would make that amendment. I would just make that amendment and not do an entire episode about it. You know what I'm saying? The episode is out. It is what it is. Not going to re-record it. We've already been doing this for about 42 minutes now. But Smile is still, it's number two. But like I said, it could be number one any day now. In fact, I want to say it's still number one. But for this episode's sake, it's number two. But this is a really dope song. This is the more beautiful, one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard this year. And, you know, another reason as to why I'm justifying giving it number two as opposed to number one is because of how simple the song is. Now, simplicity can be and is a beautiful thing, but complexity can be and is also a beautiful thing that shows, you know, I won't say is more beautiful than simplicity, but can be valued more simply because of the amount of work that is put into something with complexity compared to something that is simple. And that's other than the coin flip, you know what I'm saying, fate saying number one should be number one, right? Other than the coin flip, my other justification for why this is number two rather than number one is because the number one song to me was at least, it felt like it was more effort to be put into making that song good rather than this song. Now, not saying that Shafiq Hussein and the lovely woman's voice, whoever this woman was, again, I apologize for not even knowing the feature, but she did her thing. I loved her voice. I loved what she did on here. And she's a singer, so compare her to a rapper, because the number one is a rap song. Compare her to a rapper who is more so lyrical. It's kind of unfair, but I don't think it's impossible to make lyrical R&B songs or sultry R&B songs, or at least songs that can, it doesn't have to be lyrical, spiritual, miracle, swimming pools, but it can also not be super simple as well. Now, this is not a super simple song. It's simple, but it's not super simple. I've heard some super simple songs I just felt was very elementary and kind of an insult, because it's like, you don't think I can listen to anything other than this basic ass shit? You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say names, but I've heard songs like that. And those songs are not gonna make the favored list unless there's something, I don't know. It's rare that those songs will make the list. Let me just put it that way. This song is simple, but it's not like elementary. It's not an insult, you know? But I really do love this song, though. I really do love this song, Smile. You know, just alone, if we just had to go based off of just how it made me feel or just whatever. Like I said, this should be number one. And I'm still saying it is number one, personally. But for the show's sake, it's number two. All right? Now, the number one song deserves to be number one as well. And by a coin toss, and by its complexities compared to Smile, it is number one. And that song being How Far by Odyssey. Now, some of y'all probably are familiar with that song, and you might not think, oh, there's nothing really too complex about the song, or whatever the case may be. Again, this is my list, not your list, but I would love to hear your list. But as far as this song compared to Smile, right, and it's, and again, it's unfair because, again, I'm comparing a singer who is not, who her purpose is not necessarily trying to be a lyrical singer, at least not to my knowledge, not to my belief, right? Whereas Odyssey, he is, you know, a lyrical rapper who not only wants to display that lyricism, but he wants to obviously say something that is, he makes music that, you know, he wants people to listen to, and he's saying things in these songs that, you know, are supposed to be deep, you know? And because of that, like I said, this is another just song from Odyssey that I just was like, you know what, this it's one of my favorite songs on that album that he put out, To What End, I believe is the name of the album. And like I said, it's a song that once I heard it, it was number one for me, but so was Smile. Okay, this has probably been the hardest year as far as deciding a number one, and that's a good thing to me. You know, I think it's really good when it's like, man, ooh. And to be honest with you, I got excited when I got to the top 10, or at least the top 11, because not to say, I had to take a sip real quick, but not to say, you know, the songs from 12 up, you know, were, you know, trash songs or whatever, but it was pretty easy to place those songs. And again, they're still my favorite songs, so don't get this, don't take any insult or anything, or take this as me insulting the artist or the song. They're still my favorite songs, but it was pretty easy for me to place 22 from song 22 to song number 12. It was pretty easy for me to decide, you know, their spotting. You know what I'm saying? It was a little bit of a tiff when I did the decision between 20 and 21. But it wasn't as intense as the number one and number two spot. And then after that little bit of tiff, again, the rest of the list got easy to me. The rest of the list up until 12 got easy to me. From 11 all the way to the number one spot, here's where it kind of got me. It took me some time to finish the rest of the list. It took me, I didn't time myself, but it took me about, when I first made the list, it was on one day. And then I finished the list on earlier today, actually. So yeah, it took me a couple days. Now, granted, it was because of my host busy schedule per usual and all that other stuff. But also, it's just, again, it was just dope music. Dope music this year, you know? And anybody who is saying things like hip-hop is dead or the music ain't good nowadays, again, you're listening to straight-up mainstream. Now, Tyla is the only mainstream, probably the only mainstream artist, and with her song at least, on this list. Hence why I said what I said when I talked about her. Her song was, if I were to talk to mainly just a mainstream music listener, Tyla's probably the only name they would recognize, or at least the only name they would say, hey, I listen to their music. Whereas everyone else, even if they do recognize, you know, maybe a Lazybone because they're familiar with Bone Thugs, or they recognize a Fonte because they're familiar with Lil Brother, or they just know the name of Fonte, they probably don't listen to either Lazybone solo stuff or Fonte like that, and they haven't listened to Bone Thugs since Bone Thugs put out their last project, and haven't listened to Lil Brother since Lil Brother put out their last project. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tyla's probably the one name that they were, I'm talking mainstream folks again, that they would probably recognize or whatever. I don't know. But, yeah, it was just, you know, another dope year for music to me. I enjoyed this year as far as listening to music. I had fun. I had deep introspective moments. Of course, like any year, there are moments where I'm like, ah, where the music is just not hitting the way that I want it to hit, you know. But for the most part, 22 songs is not a bad number of songs for me to have on my favorite, and these are legitimate, like, favorite songs of mine that came out this year. Now, will they stand the test of time like many other favorite songs in the past, where they're still my favorite song even though they came out a year or two or three or even 10 years ago? We'll see. We'll see how that is. You know what I'm saying? But I can tell you right now, these songs are it. These songs are it. These are 22 of my favorite songs of 2023. So, yeah. There's that. We're going to get into a commercial break, and then we'll get into my favorite albums or my favorite projects, and put it that way, of the 2023 year. Stay tuned. So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. All right, we are back with my favorite projects of 2023. And I have six. I have six, not as quite as a long list as the favorite songs, but nonetheless, six of my favorite albums that released this year. Let's get right into it. At the number six spot, we have Zoe and Tall Black Guys Abstractions, the deluxe edition. Now, this is firmly posted at the number six spot for a very reason. Number one, this is a deluxe edition album. Now, if you are a fan of this podcast, you know that I reviewed this album, the non-deluxe edition, when it first released. I reviewed this album actually last year when it came out. Last year being 2022, and this was actually my number one album of last year. Y'all can go back and listen to that list as well. Like I said, every year that I've done this podcast, I've done my favorite songs and favorite projects of the year. So if you want to check out those previous lists, feel free to do the scrolling needs that you need to do, and search that stuff up. I think that these, side tangent a bit, but I think that wherever you're listening to this podcast, podcasts and platforms in general, should have a search bar, you know, within the channel that someone is subscribed to. And in that search bar, one should be able to type in an episode name or something of it, and, you know, that episode should pop up easily rather than having people scroll through countless episodes, especially if you're a creator like me. You've been creating for years consistently. You have a bunch of episodes. You have over 200 episodes. So obviously, that's a lot of scrolling. There's podcasters that have been doing it way longer than me, and they're already on like an episode 1,000 and something. Nonetheless, that's a lot of episodes to be scrolling through. So they're just a suggestion for any of the Spotify or, you know, Apple Podcasts or Good Pods or any podcast platform that, you know, the techies and the people, the developers and stuff. A feature like that would be amazing. That's just my free little advice for y'all. Next bit of advice, you're going to have to come out of pocket. But anyways, as I was saying before, now this is firmly placed at the number 6 spot because I didn't think it would be fair to have it as number 1. Although, had I not been generous to the other 5 albums on this, this would have been number 1 again. Because this is still an album that I still enjoy listening to. This is still an album. And they put out a deluxe edition, like the mini deluxe edition albums that dropped this year in 2023. Now, I did not review this album, the deluxe edition, because I was tired of listening to and reviewing deluxe albums. I did it with The Talented Creator. And I did it with Joel Ortiz. And that was it. I said that's enough. Tyler's album caught me by surprise. Due to my personal lack of research. His deluxe version of his album caught me by surprise. So that's why that got listened to. And then I knew Joel Ortiz's album was more so of a deluxe version. And I said, let me just listen to one more deluxe album, deluxe release. But this time be cognizant that this is a deluxe album and go into it knowing that and make my review from there. I would have loved for this to be a review again. But again, I've already listened to Abstractions by Zoe and Tall Black Guy. Still a dope album. An album that even prior to last year, it was an album that I was still listening to. It's still one of my favorite albums that released within the past couple years, by the way. And it's probably going to remain that for some time. You know, shout out to Zoe and Tall Black Guy. It was great to see that they re-released this and added, I believe, 5 more tracks pretty much to this wonderful album. But I still didn't feel the need to review it. But it's still one of my favorite albums because it's one of my favorite albums still till this day. And they released the deluxe version in 2023. I said, you know what? Let me put it on the list. But I can't put it as number 1 because it was number 1 last year. And this is a deluxe version. And I was kind of waging a war against deluxe releases. Just to be real with y'all. You know what I'm saying? It just so happened that it's sad that, you know, these two brothers got hit within the crossfire of my war against deluxe albums this year. Because, like I said, I got really annoyed with deluxe releases this year. And a lot of that annoyance came from because it was just a trend to me. And I'm like, what's going on here? It seems like a trend that many artists are just releasing deluxe versions this year in 2023. I don't think that's coincidental. I still don't know why that's the case. One could chalk it up to people just being lazy and people trying to feed off of, I don't know. More money, of course. I don't know. But, you know, I I'm not going to spend this episode or the rest of this episode talking about why I believe so many artists, music artists, released deluxe versions of their music this year. All I'm going to say is, hey, I wasn't a fan. All right, sorry about that pause. If there was a pause, the Wi-Fi was messing up. I had to make sure things were situated. But anyways, as I was saying before, you know what I'm saying? Zoe, Tall Black Guy, Abstractions, the most beautiful album, one of the dopest albums that I've heard. Still, and I still listen to and I still really enjoy. But they're at the number 6 spot because this is a deluxe version. You know what I'm saying? There's that. Number 5, we have Odyssey with To What End. Now, this was easily at one point in time one of the more disappointing albums that I listened to this year. And it's still in a way, kind of, I'm still disappointed in a way that I didn't enjoy the album as much as I was hoping to. But I'm telling you, that first half of this album saved this album, because I continue to go back to this album simply because of the first half. A lot of the songs that I named all the songs that I named, really, on my favorite list, my favorite songs list, were from that top half of the album, right? They're not all. Those were only, what, like 3 songs he had on the list? How Far, Choices, and Already Knew, right? Those are 3 songs that were on, like, that good half of the album, right? But those weren't all the songs, right? Like I said, it was a good half. But that good half of the album was the saving grace for Odyssey, because this was, again, and I'm still disappointed at the fact that I felt like the rest of the album was a letdown. But just that first half to me was so good that it saved it. And as I continue to listen to this album and go back to it and try to give it chance after chance after chance, like I said, I've never done that I rarely do that with albums. I rarely try to force myself to like it. Now, it still ended up not being higher than the grade that I gave it. But at the same time, it's a very top-heavy album. A very top-heavy album that was so top-heavy that it actually landed in my favorite albums list, favorite projects list, because I'm like, eliminate this other stuff. This is actually a really good album. If you eliminate this other portion of the album that I really don't like or care for much, take that out. This album right here is a rock solid, good album, and it would have been higher than number 5. It definitely wouldn't have been at the number 5 spot had it not been for the rest of the album. But it's at the number 5 spot because, again, if I'm going to judge an album, I'm judging it on its totality. Even if there are parts of the album that I really, really love that might be the saving grace for said album, I can't give it number 1, because 4 other albums outside of it, say, heck, even a number 6. The only reason, like I said, number 6 is number 6, it's because it's a deluxe album, and I'm waging a war against deluxe albums, and this was number 1. Number 6 was number 1 last year, and I don't think it would have been fair to give a 2022 album number 1 for 2023. But other than that, number 6 still was a lot better than number 5, due to, again, number 5 not being as completely of a good album that it could have been had the parts that I dislike was not on the album. So I got to keep it real in that sense. But nonetheless, what I really did enjoy from To What End by Odyssey is something I really, really did enjoy. And at least that part was good enough for me to say I would still consider it my favorite album, especially the amount of work I put into it to try to make it so that I enjoyed the other aspects of it. It didn't work, But I put in so much work and so much time and so much dedication. And I believe while doing that, my appreciation for what I did enjoy about the album grew more and more and more. So I kind of have that second half to the latter to the end of the album. I have that portion of the album to think, I guess, to think in a weird way. I think that part of the album, the bad side, I'm going to put it that way. I'm just going to keep it for real. I have to think the bad side of the album for my appreciation of the good side, because it kept growing my appreciation for it. You know, it's weird to say that, but hey, that's where we are. Number four, we had JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown with Scaring the Hoes Volume 1. Like I said, this is one of the more fun experiences, or if not the most fun experience I've had listening to music this year. I really do enjoy and love this album. Reason why it's at the number four spot, though, and not the number one or anything, you know, three or two or whatever, it's because I will say that this was kind of a fear of mine prior to listening to this album, was I felt like there was going to be a point in time where I just got bored of it because there was nothing other than just a fun experience to listen to for the first or second or third time. And then after that, it was like, I'm kind of all laughed out. Clearly, I'm not all laughed out. Y'all heard me giggling at the song God Loves You, you know. And there are still other moments when I do go back and listen to this album where, you know, I still get the giggles. But I will say I wasn't laughing as hard. I wasn't, you know, smiling or grinning as hard or even jamming as hard the more I listened to this album. But nonetheless, it was still a returnable. One of the returnables and favorite returnables of this year. So that's why it's on the list. Number three, we have B. Kool-Aid's Leather Boulevard. Man, I really do enjoy this project, man. This was a dope album. I feel like this is one of the more underrated albums that was released this year. You know, I don't care about people's lists at all. I really don't. But if I had to say, if there was any album on my, or any project on my album on my list that I want more people to, or at least more people I wish more people knew about, it had to be this one and probably Abstractions. But folks had a whole year to listen to that. But anyways, The songs were dope, but this album was just a very beautiful collection of, like I said, jazz, hip-hop, R&B, neo-soul sounds, you know? And I really do enjoy the vibe of it. I hope that these two work, B. Kool-Aid work together again. I believe I said that during my review. And yeah, again, I reviewed all of these albums. Even Abstractions got a review last year. So if you can go listen to that, last year being 2022, once again, if you are listening to this in 2024, that's what I'm referring to, because I'm recording this in 2023, the last day of 2023. Yeah, but nah, you know, so just forgive me when I say that. But 2 years ago now, but last year nonetheless. But all these albums, all these projects got a review from me. So, yeah. And just like with the songs, I had to do a bit of a switcheroo, I guess, with the number two and number one. Well, I thought about doing a bit of a switcheroo, you know. Nonetheless, they're probably going to be a switcheroo going on. But at the number two spot, we have Black Milk's Everybody Good. Now, again, this was one that came out later on within the year compared to the other albums on this list, or a few of the other albums on this list. But nonetheless, it was still one of my favorites. You know, it was one that I returned to a lot, one that I still listen to a lot. It's just a dope album from Black Milk. Black Milk doing what he does best, production and the rapping as well. So, and this album was just riddled with good production and good rapping, and a nice, great listen as well. Number one, and I'll explain as to why I had to, you know, wrestle with number two and number one. But number one, we have Blue's Soul Amazing 11. Now, Soul Amazing 11, I should have did the drum roll. I usually do a drum roll for the number one spot, but hey, I guess we're switching things up this year, but nah. So, the reason as to why I felt like this should have been number two rather than number one is because, yes, it got released in 2023. No, it's not a deluxe album, thank God. But the songs on this project did not come out in 2023. In fact, I want to say the songs on this album, and I've said this in the review as well. Again, go check out the review. But a lot of the songs that were on this album, and by the way, these weren't blues songs. These were great songs nonetheless, and I took away a lot of good music from this album. It was a lot of good music. Now, there's 60 songs on this album, but I took away a lot of good music on this album, by the way. But the songs, I would say, some of the most recent music on this album was probably maybe within 2020, because and I'm saying that because 2020, 2021 too, you know, or you know, even 2016-ish or whatever, but well, yeah, maybe 2016 to 2020, right? Maybe even 2021 and maybe even 2022. But I'm saying that because there were a lot of old, I mean, the song, you can look up these songs and see that they're released 10 years ago or, you know, even a couple years ago or so. But a lot of the references, especially the disses to Donald Trump, were talking about him being in president, being in the presidency, like at the current moment in time. And, well, we know right now, as of at least 2023 and going into 2024, the sitting president is Joe Biden, you know, not Donald Trump. And there were no Biden references, or at least not ones about him being the president, sitting president. So a lot of the songs, or at least every song on this album, and from my own research, I actually researched the songs, especially the ones that I favored on this album. A lot of those songs did not release in 2023. And heads up, a lot of those songs ended up being my favorite song or some of my favorite music to listen to in 2023. But I didn't put it on the list because, again, they didn't even, for the very same reason, they didn't release in 2023. I kind of feel like I'm being a fraud, or I kind of feel like this should be the number two album of the year, a favorite album of the year, is because, yeah, the album released in 2023, but none of the songs did. Whereas with Black Milk, with Black Milk, the number two song, or just any other song that's not the number six song, number six album, by the way, Zoe and Tall Black Guys, but number five, Odyssey, JPEG, and Danny Brown, Be Kool-Aid and Black Milk, all their songs released this year, 2023. You know? So any one of them, to me, would have been a better fit for number one had I felt like their album was number one caliber. Now, the reason why I continue to put Blue here is because simply I enjoyed listening to Soul Amazing 11 more than I enjoyed listening to Everybody Good. That's literally the only reason as to why that it ended up winning the number one spot over a 2023 album that had songs released in 2023 and not songs that released years prior, you know? But, you know, when you're me and you're the host of this podcast, you get to make and break your own rules. But going forward, to any artists who think they can get away with that, nah, I ain't gonna blame the artists and stuff. Keep doing y'all thing. Y'all make great music. But I just felt the need to acknowledge that hey, the number one album doesn't even have songs that came out in 2023. You know, and I didn't think it would be fair to have those songs on the list of my favorite songs of 2023 with songs that released in 2023, you know what I'm saying? But that's that. So, but I didn't want to just say, nah, Blue, you can't be on here, because Soul Amazing 11 did come out this year. So, technically, it still does deserve, whether the songs came out prior to 2023 or not. The album, we're talking about favorite albums here, not favorite songs. Favorite songs is different. You know, I did that list, and if you just fast forwarded to this and you didn't listen to favorite songs, you can go back and listen to that. Obviously, your choice. But if you're wondering if any of these songs on this album, Soul Amazing 11, made the 2023 list, they didn't, because none of those songs came out in 2023. So, just trying to keep some type of, you know, fairness. Even when I break my own rules, there's going to be some type of, you know, regulations and fairness going on. I'm not gonna put, even though those songs, again, some of those songs was you know, my favorite songs to listen to in 2023, they didn't come out in 2023, therefore they didn't make the list. But this album did come out in 2023, and it is still one of my favorite albums to listen to in 2023, you know. But I just want to give a big shout out to all the artists who released music this year, but especially the ones who made the top six of my favorite albums of this year. You know, really a top five, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Zoe and Top Black. God, I ain't gonna... Again, that was my favorite album of last year. It's still a great album, so I had to... I brought him in. Alright? I make the rules here. Anyways, so that's it. That's been the list of my favorite songs and favorite albums of 2023. Man, I really enjoyed listening to music this year. Like I said, this year was not a bad year for music. You might have a different opinion. That's fine. Will I say it was the best year for music? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The best years of music has long been past us. But to say that we haven't had good years, or at least we haven't had music. Now, I've had albums, I've had years where I'm like, man, music ain't even all that. I've had that. You know, you can hear me say that or something to that magnitude on this very podcast in past episodes. But this year wasn't that. And I feel as though going forward, I still have high hopes. Not simply just because the tide has turned and I'm more optimistic than I was when I was younger. But you have artists like the ones that I named on this list and the previous list who make great music in general, no matter the year. You know what I'm saying? And even the ones who I didn't review but even the ones that I didn't, that did not make this list. Because there are a ton of albums that I gave rave reviews for, but they weren't necessarily my favorite. Or they didn't stand the test of time like these albums. And there were a few songs that didn't necessarily stand the test of time, but I listened to them. And if they pop up while I'm, you know, out and about, listening to music, of course, as I do daily, it's still a song I'm like, man, this is, I'm glad this just popped up, because I love this song, you know? It just, you know, just goes based off of how I'm feeling, standing the test of time, you know, repeatability. Like, how often do I listen to this song? How often do I listen to this project? You know, that's what it is. So, yeah, there's that. would love to hear y'all list. And thanks for rocking with me this year. You know, I really loved and enjoyed reading down and recording and telling y'all my Wrapped results for this year. Really impressive numbers to me, at least. Really glad at the growth of this podcast. Really just glad that y'all are enjoying what you're listening to, and I hope to continue to have your continued support next year, for real. And I hope to continue to do this for as long as I can, because I enjoy doing this. This is fun. You know, I make these lists, and like I said, this is my favorite episode of, or one of my two favorite episodes of any year. The Wrapped results are always my favorite, and this is my favorite as well, because it's just like, I just love going back and listening to the albums or listening to the songs again that I really love, and I'm like, yep, this is it. And I just love writing it down and making the list and being able to share that with y'all. So here's to another year, another great year of the podcast, another great year of music. Let's continue doing our thing. Hopefully that you have I'm getting choked up now, so let me take another sip. Gonna say the name of the water because they don't sponsor, but shout out to water. Anyways, thanks y'all for listening, for real. And until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Have a happy new year, and I'm out. Peace.